Hello and welcome to In the Spotlight with Quo Circa, the definitive podcast on digital disruption in the print industry. I'm Luella Fernandez, and today I'm joined by Siobhan Albright, Chief Technologist of Print Security at HP. Today we'll be discussing the challenges and opportunities around security in the hybrid workplace, and specifically what strategies HP has undertaken to help organisations mitigate their risks around print security. So welcome, Siobhan. It's great to have you here today.
Thank you, Luella. It's a pleasure to be here today.
So if you could maybe tell us a bit about yourself and your role at HP. I know you've been at HP for some time with a pure focus on cybersecurity. So yeah, it'd be great to hear more about your role at HP.
I'm happy to be here. So I've been focused around cybersecurity for our printers for over 20 years. It's been a journey driving security across our devices and the ecosystem as well, looking at where we had gaps initially, filling those gaps, coming up with a roadmap to actually identify areas we wanted to invest in for leadership in the marketplace. And, you know, taking an end-to-end defense in depth approach on our printers, because PCs and printers are considered endpoints, and they're like in the front line of cybersecurity. That's where most attacks originate. So one of the things I've seen, though, is I've seen these attacks over the last 20 years increase dramatically and also become more destructive over the years. And this is why we take an end-to-end approach at HP, not only looking at the printer, but also focusing on solutions for secure printing, secure scanning, and for policy compliance.
And I think you touched upon it there. And, you know, really what we've seen with a lot of the Quo Circa studies we've been conducting around the security of the print infrastructure is that threat landscape has really expanded now because of the rise in remote working. And there's a need to, you know, not only protect the endpoints, as you mentioned, which obviously includes printers, but also users and documents as well. So would you be able to share your views with in terms of what you've seen at HP with regard to the rise in cyber attacks because of the remote landscape and perhaps how that is shaping HP's security going forward?
Yeah, we have seen a dramatic increase in employees working from home, right? Pre-pandemic, I think the average company had maybe 25% working from home, and that's jumped to 75%, which is, you know, a 200% increase in employees working from home. And most companies were not prepared for that increase in hardware, the laptops, the home printers, the cameras, the headsets, and the need for VPN equipment at the corporate headquarters, right, for that VPN usage, that increase. So one of the things we've seen as a side effect of this work from home is that cyber attacks have dramatically increased since COVID started. In fact, there's been a 311% increase in ransomware attacks due to these employees working from home. So it's an unprecedented barrage of COVID-themed attacks, right? And they're varying from fake vaccines to unemployment fraud as far as, you know, trying to get these employees to click on these links and emails. And, you know, today, about every 4 seconds, a new malware attack is introduced. And it's not like if you will be attacked, it's kind of like when you will be attacked. So the hackers are tending to focus on the weakest link on the network. And what HP wants to ensure is that both our PCs and our printers are designed with security and resiliency built in for our customers to protect our customers, right? And, you know, one of the scarier trends that I think we're seeing is really that the attacks are more destructive. You know, the ransomware, even if you pay the ransom, you may not be able to get your data back. And with the usage of Bitcoin for paying ransom, it's virtually impossible to track down the perpetrators of the ransomware attack. And, you know, one of the things, you know, we need to talk about what happens when a work from home employee is actually attacked, because what happens is the bad guys will pivot and gain access to, you know, corporate data potentially. You know, there's like over 36 billion records have been exposed since the beginning of COVID. And, you know, laptops have moved to an unsecured home environment, from the corporate to an unsecured environment. So the need for endpoint security has moved up, you know, and IT needs to take a proactive approach to securing these endpoints, these printers and these PCs, and ensuring that, you know, it's simplistic things like making sure that the Wi-Fi that they're connected to at the home network is secured with a passcode. And I think, you know, with what we're seeing as far as the next normal for post-COVID is that, hey, employees like working from home and companies can benefit from it. It's like a win-win. 70% of employees would like to continue to work from home, at least partially after COVID. And, you know, I think knowledge workers have proven that, hey, they can be productive and efficient working from home. And, you know, the business view on it is, hey, if you can reduce your real estate costs, in fact, there's an expected 30% reduction in real estate costs with remote work, they want to promote that as well. So, but you have to consider those security risks, right, of working from home. And the biggest risk that we've seen is the commingling of corporate hardware, you know, PCs and printers, with personal IoT devices in the home. And this is, you know, this has increased exposure for, you know, cyber criminals to actually attack a personal IoT device and then gain access to that company equipment. And that's the biggest fear. The phishing attacks, you know, have increased dramatically as well for work from home employees, you know, talking about the latest cure for COVID. And what we're seeing too is some of these phishing attacks are targeting senior managers, and those are called whaling attacks, right? And the reason they're going after the senior managers is because they have access to, you know, highly confidential, you know, classified information. So, you know, this time is not going to be considered just a disruptive one due to COVID, but I think there's two other things that we've seen. It's a year of digital transformation, of moving to the cloud. We're seeing many customers move to the cloud for the work from home employees and to support them. And then the exponential increase in cybersecurity attacks.
Yeah, it's incredible, really, the impact of the pandemic and the remote working that's, you know, had on the threat landscape. And, you know, I just want to pick up a couple of points you mentioned there, because I think, you know, talking about phishing and malware and the whole vulnerabilities around endpoints and with print devices, you know, clearly there's a lot of perception around the risks are often perceived to be just around the document being printed out. But actually, as you mentioned, they can actually be access points for the corporate network as well. So it's not so much just the information that's on the printer, but it's also those print devices as an ingress point to the corporate network and, you know, the information that's accessible on the network. So, you know, I'm just curious as to your views, because you mentioned around the awareness, and we've seen that many organizations aren't training their employees to actually understand the risks around printing. Perhaps they're more aware around email and phishing, but actually the security risks around printing are perhaps not as well known. So what does HP put in place around the home devices? Because, you know, clearly HP has devices across the corporate and the home environment. Has it got any particular approaches it's making to actually educate the market? And also what kind of device level security is HP offering to protect those devices?
Yeah, and the education, you know, you hit on the education, and I'll touch on that first. It's really important that customers recognize that there are definitely security challenges with this commingling of devices in the home, right? You know, a lot of customers think that these are harmless printers, right? But they can be used to steal sensitive information. They can be as an ingress point to actually infiltrate the network. And one of the things we're always educating our customers around are the risks of IoTs. And, you know, there's a couple of examples we've seen in the marketplace. I wanted to give two. The first one is happened in August 2019. And this is where Microsoft identified and caught Russian state hackers that were using IoT devices to breach their networks. And it really highlighted that those IoT devices can be a risk. I mean, they discovered this on a voice over IP phone, but they also discovered it on an office printer as well. And these devices were communicating back to the Russian government Russian government hacking group known as Fancy Bear. And there were two ways they attacked these that they were able to attack these devices. First one was around the passwords that were on these devices were easily guessable, and ones that they or default ones that they shipped with, right? And the second one was the device was running old firmware. So they weren't updating these devices. And so some of the ways that we look, you know, we need to mitigate these types of things, like set a unique password on these devices. And, you know, at HP, we've got like a what we call secure out of box defaults, so that we actually have these settings already set on the device. We disable, you know, protocols that might be at risk. And then we encourage our customers to do automatic firmware updates. The second issue that I wanted to highlight is actually just came out last month in February 21. There was a Wired article on zero-day attacks. And zero-days are new unknown vulnerabilities that are actively being exploited. Now, in the early days of cybersecurity, probably like the mid-2000s, what was talked about in this article is that nation states were paying hackers to find vulnerabilities that could be used for cyber espionage. And there was an example in this article about HP printers. And there was actually a zero-day exploit that was being used on our HP printers. We did not know this at the time. However, we did find out about, you know, an exploit, and we patched it. This is during the mid-2000s, right? And what this author was talking about is the day that HP patched that printer bug, that this individual was thinking that a lot of people are having a bad day because they lost a mechanism that they could use to attack and monitor their targets. So, you know, these two examples, you know, highlight the risk of IoT devices in corporate environments too, right? And this is compounded by the work from home model. So we need to make sure that we ship our devices in as secure a state as possible, and that we encourage our customers to patch and automatically sign up for those auto updates as well.
Yeah, so it's very much all about, you know, security resiliency, I guess, and having that security baked in. And again, you mentioned around the issues of firmware updates and, you know, the potential for firmware vulnerabilities to be infiltrated. So does HP provide specific features or solutions that protect the firmware at, you know, at that level as well as a software level? And, you know, I know HP has certain capabilities across its PCs as well as printers. So if you could talk to that a bit.
Yeah. So we have a couple of, we have some tools too that we provide to our enterprise customers. One of them is Jet Advantage Security Manager. And this is a tool that will actually go and identify whether your devices, your printers, are in compliance with a policy. So that gets back to, hey, making sure you've got vulnerable protocols turned off, like Telnet or SSH, and that they stay turned off during while that printer is up and running. And as far as the upgrades go, with this same tool, you can run this tool, and it will tell you if you're running out-of-date firmware that has known identified vulnerabilities in it that we've patched. And so this is to highlight to customers that you may be running at risk with these devices, and it's critical that you update that firmware. So those tools, you know, help our customers to know about those potential risks. And it's, you know, one of the other things we have in our devices is that these devices are typically, you know, on the network, and they're not being monitored, right? And so we highlight to our customers that there's some critical features that you've got to have in your devices, your printers, your IoTs. And it's about the resiliency of them. It's about, at HP, resiliency means protect, detect, and recover, right? So we want to protect our devices to the degree that we can, putting protection mechanisms in there, like a secure boot and HP Sure Start that we have in both our PCs and our printers, so that when you boot the device up, you know that it's in as secure a state as possible. We also have detection capabilities. So that's the protect, detect, and then recover. Detection capabilities like HP runtime intrusion detection that's monitoring memory, so that if a printer is hacked, we can detect that in memory and see a pattern out of the ordinary within memory, and then to reboot that device and bring it back into compliance, back into a secure state prior to that particular attack. The other piece that we have HP Labs. HP is one of the few companies that still has a research arm, and we have a lab in Bristol in the UK that focuses on malware, understanding the behavior of malware, what's it doing, and looking at countermeasures that could have protect against that. And one of the researchers was looking at malware and identified that typically one of the things that the malware does when it injects itself into a device or attacks a particular device is that it phones home to its command and control center. And so on our printers, we've actually put in this capability to look for a spike in DNS packets, because that means that that device may potentially be at risk. And if we detect a spike in DNS packets, domain name services packets that are looking for its command and control server, we basically reboot the device, bring it down, flush memory of that malware, and then come back up into a secure state. And these detection capabilities are important for these devices. There's self-detection within the device that can help identify when that device might be in a compromised state on its own, and then self-heal and flush that the memory of that malware at that point in time. And so these are kind of some of the initiatives we've got within HP, some of the features we've got, some of the solutions that we've got as well within HP to help protect our customers.
Yeah, so that's a really good example of how HP are applying, I guess, machine learning and artificial intelligence to that security monitoring and, you know, identifying anomalies on devices and being able to remediate against that. Is that something that you see more development from the HP labs in terms of applying machine learning?
This is getting into the monitoring of devices. And you know, typically IT organizations, they monitor their PCs, their servers, and for these events coming from the devices to look for any anomalous behavior. So we have a service that we can provide at HP where we will go in and set up this infrastructure for our customers, where we monitor the events coming from our printers, and we use rules to identify when there's a potential risk on devices, looking for anomalous behavior. So when those events are coming from the device, we want to consume those and then look through either rules and artificial intelligence to identify whether that's indicative of an attack. So we definitely have efforts going on around that space right now.
And it kind of leads quite nicely into the point around zero trust security, because we've heard a lot about this over the past year again, because of the remote landscape and more users and devices connecting to the network from different locations. How do you think this applies to the print environment? And is HP working on, particularly on the side of identity access management? Because I think that's probably one of the core values of zero trust security. So be interested in your thoughts on that.
Yeah, great question. And, you know, and zero trust is coming out more and more. It's a buzzword that's going around. And part of it is because of the work from home model and the risks that occur, that commingling of personal IoT devices with the corporate assets, right? And this you know, model is really where you cannot you can't rely on the perimeter of the network to protect these devices. They're out in the open, right? And that's where you need to have this zero trust, where you want to verify and never trust anything, right? You want to monitor devices for system health and making sure they're in a secure state. And you don't want to assume that the default configuration is accurate. And what you touched on is around also access control, making sure that you're authenticating that those particular individuals, and you're using a least privilege model of, hey, you only have access to the data on a need to know basis, right? And one of the things we're doing at HP, as far as how it relates to this zero trust model, in particular around printers, is that we have that device resiliency, right? That's a core part of this zero trust. You need to be able to detect when the device might be under attack, detect those types of anomalies within the device. And you also want to have the secure communication, right, from the device up to, you know, the cloud, the server, wherever that may be. And, you know, policy enforcement is critical too, making sure that device is in a secure state as it relates to its configuration. It doesn't have, you know, vulnerable protocols turned on, or making sure it's got that admin password set too, right? Things as simplistic as that, and making sure it's running with the latest firmware. And then client authentication that you touched on is very critical. So we want to ensure that we provide walk-up, print, and scan authentication so that only those individuals that have been authenticated can actually pull print documents or can actually use the device for scanning to repositories. So that client authentication is very critical with a move towards multi-factor authentication and biometrics. It's very important to continue to authenticate at the device and ensure you are the individual you claim to be. And then continuously monitoring these devices is critical in that zero trust environment. And these are kind of the ways that printers address zero trust today.
The cloud has really been critical to keeping businesses up and running over the past year, but it's also creates, you know, these potential security vulnerabilities for how, you know, remote workers are connecting and so on. So, you know, I think those tools are absolutely imperative in helping organizations control and protect their devices as they connect to the cloud. I just wanted to move on to try and understand a bit more about how HP is working with the channel in terms of security. There's a lot of, you know, challenges, I guess, for the channel in terms of moving up the value chain in selling security solutions and other similar, I guess, value-led solutions. And I'm just interested how HP is helping its channel identify opportunities and have conversations with their customers around security, given that there's still perhaps a lack of awareness, as we mentioned before, around the potential security threats associated with printers.
Yeah, and this is where HP is. Several years ago, we put in place what we call a security action plan and assessment tools. And it's very important to train the sales teams, the channel sales teams, on how to sell security. What is security? The training is critical around this. So HP provides training for our channel partners. And again, we use this internally for our own sales teams too. And the goal is, you know, what you're trying to do is you're trying to position the channel partner as a trusted advisor to the customer so that they can go in and assess a customer's top security issues, provide them with concrete actions on resolving them. So what we've put together is a set of training sessions. We've got a security sales action plan that highlights the device security features on our printers. So why they excel against other printers, what are those security features like SureStart, and runtime intrusion detection. We have an SMB assessment questionnaire that the channel partners can use with specific questions to sort of, you know, it generates recommendations based on the answers that the customer gives on what their security risks may be. And then we also have some tools, a vulnerability assessment tool that can go out and the channel partner can use this as a selling point. Hey, I can run this tool or give it to you to run against your printers to identify where you may be running out-of-date firmware and where your devices may be out of compliance with a policy, having at-risk settings that aren't in compliance. And we provide this also as a cloud-based solution, right? So that you can use these tools from the cloud to actually monitor settings on the devices. And this is for our channel partners specifically. And, you know, these PCs or printers they're common endpoints in the industry, and they're, you know, in a unique position to provide security on our products. And this goes for both our PCs and our printers, right? We've got, you know, that unique technology SureClick on our PCs that, you know, creates a virtual machine when someone clicks on a link in email or, you know, opens a file, it opens it up into a virtual machine that can be monitored to actually identify nefarious activity. So that's on our PCs, and then our printers, you know, being closed systems, have intrusion detection capabilities as well. And so what we want to do is help the channel develop the expertise in security and be able to, you know, influence those purchasing decisions, you know, for their customers, IT and their procurement organizations.
Yeah, and I think, you know, clearly with HP having the expertise across the PC and the print side, there's a real opportunity for the channel to deliver a secure device as a service offerings that, you know, integrates, I guess, the security capabilities across the portfolio. So, yeah, that sounds, you know, I think for the channel partners, that really is something that they can elevate the conversation beyond just print, but to encompass the kind of PC environment as well. So I just wanted to summarize, because we've touched on quite a few different technical areas around security, and particularly on the SMB side, because, you know, I guess you sort of spoke to earlier, the SMBs are just as, you know, they're not immune to cybersecurity threats any more than large enterprises. So for a typical SMB or even a home office user, what would you say are the top three criteria or factors to look at when they're considering purchasing a secure printer? What would be the typical features that they would need to consider?
You know, in summary, I think it's around that device resiliency, looking for printers that have not only protection capabilities, but detection capabilities, right? Protection and detection capabilities, so that they can detect when the device might be under attack. Because again, these devices tended to be, you know, dormant devices that weren't monitored. And I think it's important to have the detection capabilities for anomalous behavior and then monitor those devices, right? You want to be able to monitor those events that are coming from the device so that you know whether they're putting your infrastructure at risk.
Yeah, and if you sort of think going forward, because we've seen in our research that, you know, I think it's only about 20% of organizations are confident about the security of their print environment. And that's dropped from about 33% pre-pandemic. So, you know, clearly the remote working has had an impact on IT managers' confidence in print security. So I'm just interested in what you see as the opportunities for the industry to kind of, you know, close that gap, and where you perhaps see the next trends in print security. I know we touched on zero trust a little, but if there are any sort of particular trends you see coming next in the market?
Yeah, I think, you know, I think that it's critical that when customers purchase a device, that SMBs and work from home employees, that they are purchasing it with security as top of mind. They're looking at those features that they need, that, you know, we've touched on kind of those detection capabilities, that they monitor those devices. Monitoring the events from those devices is critical. One of the things that we've noticed at HP is that we need to be able to monitor some of those work from home employee devices from the cloud, because they may not be connected to the corporate environment. So we recently came out with the ability to monitor some of the settings on those work from home printers. And I think that's going to be important to be able to monitor those devices, make sure that they're in compliance with a policy so that hackers cannot use, you know, an open port on those devices or go in through the telnet on those, the telnet that may be turned on those devices. And I think that's going to be the important thing to do moving forward.
Yeah, because I think, you know, one of the reasons that we see that many employers aren't allowing their employees to print is because of the concerns around print security. And if they have those capabilities to monitor, I guess that's going to help them encourage, you know, the use of printing in the home, because at the moment we see a lot of shadow purchasing. I think you mentioned again earlier around, you know, bring your own device, and the consumerization of IT means that many home users and have actually been purchasing devices themselves, and they're not necessarily in compliance with corporate policy. So perhaps when organizations have better policies in place, that they can actually approve certain devices, and they'll be able to close the gap around shadow purchasing of print devices in the home that perhaps don't meet the security requirements of their employers. So, you know, I think that's been a really great conversation. We've touched on quite a few topics, but I think it's really shown how print is absolutely critical to the overall IT security landscape and without having strong security on the IoT endpoints like printers, it can actually be a weak link in the overall security chain, I guess. So, so thank you very much for your time again. It was great to get some insight into what's happening at HP and your views on print security, but also what you think's coming next. So, yeah, thank you very much for that. I just wanted to really end on a more lighthearted note because we're asking all guests just something really around, you know, with the pandemic, you know, hopefully turning a corner and light at the end of the tunnel. Do you have any plans to travel anywhere in particular once we're released from lockdown?
Oh, gosh, yeah. You know, my husband and I, he comes from a large family, and we lost his parents this year, not to COVID, but natural causes. And so we want to take a cruise to the Mediterranean. And one of the things, you know, I have to tell you, I'm typically not, you know, a big proponent of cruises, but our in-laws used to take 14 family members on cruises, right? And so we want to take a cruise to the Mediterranean to honor them. And the benefit of a cruise with 14 family members is that, you know, each of you with your dislikes or likes or, you know, disagreements, you can do what you want during the day, and then you all 14 come together for dinner in the evening and share what you've done that day. So we're looking forward to planning that with the family.
Yeah, no, that sounds great. I've never been on a cruise before, so that sounds, you know, a really good way of actually selling the idea if you're going with a extended family. So, yeah, hopefully that won't be long before you're able to do that. Well, Siobhan, thanks again very much for your time. It's been a really interesting conversation.
Great. Yeah, thank you, Luella. Appreciate the time.
So thank you very much for joining In the Spotlight with Quocirca. For more information, please visit the Quocirca website or our YouTube channel for more details on our upcoming podcasts. So thanks again for joining us, and I look forward to seeing you on our next podcast episode.